Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. Welcome to our morning show here in our edition of our Wednesday, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott. Sitting in with me this morning is my good friend Eric Woodstrom, who is the senior commercial banker from Golden Valley Bank. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Great to be here.
I love the fact that I called and said, hey, look, Carl's going to be on assignment. Will you please co-host with me?
It's always a joy to be in here co-hosting with you or Carl, but mostly you.
And we are always talking about our news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center and Group, you know, compassionate, caring, and a great provider. So anyway, let's get on to Eric Woodstrom. Many of you through the years have heard his name. You do know, first of all, we'll share with our listeners that Eric and I went to grew up in the Sacramento area and went to high school together. But we weren't super good friends. I mean, we kind of passed each other in the hall thing.
Right, right.
And then I was emceeing a Turtle Bay event, and you came up to me, and I was just like, what? You know, how many years later?
Yeah, I think you had just been to a reunion, and someone, a mutual friend, had said, you know, Linda Snook, that mm-hmm. Lives up in Reading, and you ought to look her up. And so we did.
That
and
was
so,
cool.
I don't know, 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
We've been friends and done things ever since. You've asked me to co-host from time to time. It's always enjoyable. It's good to be here.
Well, you've been responsible for a lot of things, and I think that credit needs to be a light needs to be shined upon how we were able to fulfill an ambition and a dream, and that would have been to you know, get kicked at corporate. You know, and Carl always rolls his eyes when I say this, but the truth is sometimes when you get mad enough, you end up creating something on your own because you're not going to follow somebody else's rules. And so we had approached you when we knew that Mike Quinn had this FCC license with the bank that you were working with at that time, and you worked very diligently at helping us to secure a business loan. And how do you put a number behind something that's never been created in the Reading area, where you start a radio station from nothing?
From a piece of paper, a blank piece
from
of paper.
From a blank
well,
piece of paper.
It was a team effort. We worked together. You guys had a vision and an idea, and we worked together to put together some of the financial, you know, budgets and projections and what what if scenarios. What are you going to buy? What are you going to spend money on? What do we need to pay for the licensing? And then what do we need to do to get on the air? And we figured it out somehow. And there's a little bit of magic to it. It's not just a science. There's an art to it. At the end of the day, making good banking decisions, lending decisions comes down to knowing the people and having a belief in people and their dreams. And we did with you, and it's worked wonderfully.
Well, when you look around Reading, I'm sure there's a great deal of pride knowing that you've had a hand in helping launch a lot of businesses in this town.
A lot of businesses, build buildings, houses. Been involved in a lot of financing of different things that have made positive change in our community. It is a lot of fun. It's self-satisfying.
And you're with Golden Valley Bank at this particular time as a senior commercial banker. What does that mean?
Well, I help. I do what we've been doing for the last 20 years up here is work with people and businesses and our team at Golden Valley Bank to bring financial products to their company to help them be more successful, get off the ground, buy a building. Rates today continue to still be at a record lows, and so we've been busy financing buildings and refinancing the companies that have higher rate debt, and working with them to lock in low rates and expand, grow. There's a lot of kind of pent up desire to grow businesses coming out of the pandemic. And so it's just a ton of fun. There's also, we're working, there's a number of different companies, and some have made the paper, some haven't yet, that are either in the process of selling. And so we'll work with them on doing that and or having generational change from one generation to the other and helping with the financial aspects of that.
Ooh,
so it's a ton of fun.
That's going to be great. You probably have some things tucked in your pocket. We can't wait to hear the announcement.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. And meaningful companies that are here in town that will stay here in town.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, as we drive around and we look around, we see expansion in the downtown area.
Yes.
I know that the other day I was, in a lunch atmosphere, and people were talking about the downtown has the facades.
Yes.
But not the businesses.
Yes.
So that people are like, what? We need to can you give us an insight of maybe, well, Chamber of Commerce is coming on later today.
Yeah. Jay will probably echo some of the things I'm going to say now, but you know, I think the Market Street project that we see that's up the, is a great improvement to downtown.
Mm.
You know, become a catalyst. Not only is it providing housing and low income housing, it's going to be a catalyst for growth downtown.
Mm.
Others have bought buildings that they maybe wouldn't have bought 3 or 4 years ago. You know, companies have moved down, small companies, big companies have moved downtown that weren't here before, and they're starting to grow. You know, some energy downtown during the day and in the evening that wasn't here before. Now that, you're right, the facades, the retail component of the new building, I don't know if there's any tenants in there at this point. But I know that they're working actively to get the right tenants in there. And it's a long process. It's not just, especially if you're attracting a regional or national company, the process to get from idea to sign contract to building out the tenant improvements plans takes time, and I think we're all anxious to see what will eventually be there. But I know that there's a lot of energy going on.
Well, it's
right
a positive. Yep. It's a positive, however you look at it.
Yep.
Now, a couple things here.
Yep.
For those people who listen to our morning show and listen to Sue McClain, love to listen to Sue McClain before that. Sue, we posted it. We also want to share with you that she had not a car accident, but she had an accident in the fact that she injured herself, and so she's going to be, I think, out for a couple weeks. She's doing fine. She's doing well.
She's on her way to recovery.
Yeah, she's on her way to recovery. It's not, you know what I mean? It's like we all could have something, you know, happen where
life happens.
Life happens, yes. So we want to hold her within our prayers. And now we really thought that this morning Robert Burke was scheduled. Now maybe because he's getting ready to go to college very soon. In fact, he may already be on his way and we didn't get the memo. But he's our clever critics. And, you know, we've had him since I think he was 14 or 15. His parents had to drive him. And it's very, really thrilling to see our graduate get accepted and go and see where he's going to go within this film heavily featured film in this particular college that he's going to. So that should be really great. All right. So you are listening to Linda Bott. Eric Woodstrom is my guest this morning. We are going to have on the new owners of a store. I won't give it away yet, of a new store that's opened up. Or actually, it's an old store, but they are the new owners. And, of course, we're going to have Chamber of Commerce on at 8 o'clock. So probably not a super political charged show this morning. For those people going, what are you going to be talking about?
What are we talking about?
I think
there's enough excitement by just looking at the blogs. And
social
media.
Spreading the love.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I wanted to talk about our sleep number bed, you know. Yes. We you and I were talking about what it is, and it's very interesting because I did on Thursday night, I had the astrologer on, Sandra Jennings, and she was talking about, if you go on to, USA Today or anything, they're talking about the solar eclipse that's going to be happening. I don't think we're going to be able to see it from where we are, but we're in between eclipses. And so people were talking about what it is to have, you know, like what's going on. And that's because we're shifting. Things are shifting and moving forward and backwards and all that other stuff. But so we know that during these times with, uncertainty and, not of chaotic, energy, but we're still trying to move forward, like mask, not mask. Oh my God. Yesterday was the first day I could go get my hair done where I didn't have to wear a mask. You know what that was like?
That's a big deal.
That was freedom.
Yes.
Anyway, so the sleep number bed that we got, which is the M8, I was telling Eric that it feels good when you can raise your legs or raise your, the bottom lifts up or the back lifts up, and it's great to have that zero gravity and change it out, especially if you're in workouts or you're fatigued in some way. So our sleep number bed does provide that. We're very, very happy about it. So we always encourage people to go to the sleep number store and do the test where they have the experts that will, help you to understand if you're a side sleep. There's a science to sleep. There really is. I've been watching documentaries on it as well, that when you sleep on your side, and we know that that is where we regenerate our body. This is where if we need a state of wellness, it's during the time that you're sleeping. So it's really, really important. We're working on it all the time. So head on over to your Sleep Number store in where the Target Shopping Center is. And, you know, we're just going to let you know that you can save up to $500 on select Sleep Number in the 360 Smart Beds plus special financing only for a limited time at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Check it out. And my Sleep Number setting is 35 and Carl's has been 30. So we'll be right back after these messages. We run over time. Eric.
All right.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comente. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion.
Starting April 1st through June 24th.
Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th.
Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th.
And one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR and 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott, along with my co-host, Eric Woodstrom.
Good morning.
Absolutely. We forgot to give the weather because we were just going on. 56 degrees today. Chance of showers. Wasn't it beautiful last night? It was kind of stormy and beautiful. Today, our highs will be 75. Overnight lows of 50. We do have showers and partly cloudy tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 76. Thursday night, overnight lows of 57. Friday, chance of showers once again at 75. And Friday night, chance of showers, the low of 59. Mostly sunny Saturday, 89. And Sunday moving back up to 93. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Veteran-owned business. You know, it's really cool because when we think on the people who have stayed with us through the years.
Sure.
Mostly veteran-owned businesses.
Yep.
They really understand. There's a veteran mentality.
It works well together.
Yeah, and it works well together, and the Kinney family is pretty cool. Also, another veteran-owned company, Crackmaster, we want to give them a shout-out. We do that on these Wednesday mornings, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you have a chip or a crack in your...
Yes.
Right now?
I do have one right now. In fact, I have a little chip that I just noticed this morning. I switched cars with Camille. And
well, you know, you can just driving on a gravel road or actually on the freeway.
On the freeway.
I mean, when I first got my Jeep, and I didn't have it but maybe a week or two, and I was on the freeway, and a pebble cracked my windshield. I was so upset. Anyway, so Jeff at Crackmaster can do up to, my gosh, 24 inches. And you do want to do that, especially when the heat, when he's come on before, he talks about the heat and the cold, because when it's hot outside, you get in and you put your air conditioning and you blast it, boom, you can just definitely grow that crack if you don't get it filled.
Change
and bonded
the temperature.
The way he does.
Make it crack.
Yeah.
And how do you get a hold of him?
Okay, well, he's located at... you're so good. Thank you.
Yeah,
Segway.
I'm curious.
Yeah, 3208 Market Street. He's right down, you know, when you're at the past... I call it Crackway, but you're driving down there. And it's 241-8373. Call for an appointment today. He's great. You know, all right. So let's talk about what you're doing now in your banking experience. Tell us where you're located and what it's been like for you in this new environment.
Yes. So Golden Valley Bank has been in business 15 years, headquartered in Chico, and has been in the Chico market for the 15 years of its existence. It's had what we've called a loan production office here in Reading for about 12 or 13 years, where there was just a single person making loans in town. And about 2.5 years ago, the leadership of the bank wanted to expand. And so they opened up a full-service branch. I joined them. And we're located at 250 Hempstead, which is... It's the big gray building just upstream
from
U202. Mm-hmm. So we're on the ground floor of the gray building on the Bluffs. It's a wonderful location.
Beautiful
it's
location.
A great place to do business. You know, a number of our customers just want to come in and sit and watch the river go by. Yeah, and the Osprey. But no, it's so that's where we're located. We, you know, focus on meeting the needs of businesses and individuals too. We, you know, have a full array of products, mortgages, checking accounts, savings accounts, all that, but mostly focus on business banking. That's what our marketing and our kind of our niche is helping businesses manage their money, obtain loans, make them loans, and grow their business.
Well, that's fantastic, you know, and I love that because that's what makes the community.
Yeah, it's a ton of, like you said earlier, it's a ton of fun to go around and say, gosh, you know, I think I'm going to help these people out.
Now, how do you, because I ask that when people are, they're investing for people in their stocks and their markets and their estate planning. How do you go about staying neutral politically?
It's very difficult sometimes because we have customers that have very strong opinions on both sides of the political spectrum. And so, you know, I think there's, you get to where you can have a conversation and make your thoughts and known with that in a way that everybody will at least listen to if they want to, you know, and so, but you do have to be pretty neutral. I don't pick sides, especially on local issues, unless it's just obvious. I mean, some local issues are obvious and supportive and are good for everybody and good for business, and you know, very supportive of that. Very supportive of letting business people, owners, you know, be successful, do their own stuff, not having government get in the way. I think that's kind of politically where we are as bankers. We understand there's a role for government, but strong government intervention just stifles business, and we want people to be successful.
All right, so you know, and I know that, and I feel that way. I want to do a couple live announcements here about Reading Shasta Post.
Good stuff.
197 presents a summer barbecue for the Veteran Support Fundraiser, open to the public, that is going to be the River Park in Cottonwood Grove, and that's going to include the date is July 10th. That's this weekend. Mm-hmm. I kept thinking Father's Day was this weekend. So this weekend is July 10th, and that's going to include lunch, dessert, and that kind of thing. Drive-through meals are available. They're going to have a U.S. flag retirement ceremony. We're going to talk more about flags later. Also, Haven Humane, I don't know if it's sold out or not, but they may still have some openings for July 9th, which is their fifth annual Putt for Paws charity golf tournament at Riverview Golf and Country Club. This is so much fun. It's a four-person scramble. And if you've not done that before, it's a blast because when you get to certain holes, they have really creative, fun little things. And you don't have to be super, I'm just happy
good.
If I hit the ball.
It's just enjoyable to get out there. You don't have to be great at it.
I just enjoy if I hit the ball, I feel successful.
It just feels good that we're now starting, you know, getting back to doing events like this and seeing people back out in the town, you know, out at different events and on the town and raising money for good causes.
And we all know that Haven Humane, we're so, you know, we partner with them, but a team of four is $500, single entry, $125. So you're going to get the 18 holes, the cart, the balls, the lunch, the goodie bag, and, you know, contests for first, second, and third place teams. So that's going to be a lot of fun as well. So it's really just important, and we've noticed, I thought about this earlier on, the first 7 years that Carl and I started this business, you know, it's not like we had corporate funds.
Right.
So we literally, it was like going from door to door. It was door to door. It would be like, I thought the equivalent would be like if you're campaigning, why should you vote for me? Mm-hmm. Why should you listen to us? And we hope that we, have been able to represent the community and the community voice. Now,
and I think different than some vehicles to communicate to the community. You know, you listen to all the voices and let them all have a forum to talk. And I think we all, you know, both of us are conservative by nature and in our politics, but we listen and let people have a voice and have a conversation, have healthy debate from time to time.
It is healthy to debate. It really is. And we've got Nick on the phone. Nick, we've got about a minute left. Thoughts and comments.
Uh, Eric, I wondered if you could explain to us about fractional banking and how it affects inflation.
All right, Nick, thanks.
Got about fractional 30. Banking.
Fractional banking. Do you...
I don't know that I can explain that.
Okay. Is that like Bitcoin stuff?
I don't know what it is. I mean, I remember it from, you know, from college and the discussion of the, you know, the role of banking. But, Nick, I think you've stumped me on that one.
Well,
what does it say? Linda's hot on the keyboard.
Fractional reserve banking definition. A system in which only a fraction of bank deposits are backed by actual cash on hand and available for withdrawal. This is done to theoretically expand the economy by freeing capital for lending.
Well, so I think he's referring to that's a term for what we have, a Federal Reserve system. The Federal Reserve, and the FDIC. We have to maintain a balance with the Federal Reserve in order to be a bank. And so they can manage the supply of money by either increasing or reducing the amount that we need to keep at them. If they reduce the amount, means more, there's more money for us to lend. And if they increase or tighten their policy on it, then we need to maintain more money in cash to have less to lend. Practically, the Federal Reserve has not changed their reserve requirement in my lifetime, in my banking lifetime.
Banks with less than $16.3 million in assets are not required to hold reserves. Banks with assets of less than $24 million but more than $16.3 million have a 3% reserve requirement, and those banks with more than $124 million in assets have a 10% reserve requirement.
Yeah. And so that's a requirement for us to have cash either on hand or on deposit with the Federal Reserve, so when you come to write a check, that there's money there.
Okay,
yeah,
got
that's
it.
That's what it is. And so they can control the money supply by changing those percentages, but practically they haven't. And all, our bank, we're about a half a billion, 500 million in assets. And so at any one time we have available electronically, mostly, up to $50 million that we can draw. We also have, large lines of credit in the event that we had a need, a big systemic need, but... Yeah.
Okay, well, great. I thought that was wonderful.
There we go.
We got into the thought. We got into the role.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back with a new owners of a business. We're going to find all about this couple coming up after the break. We'll be right here. We'll be right here. Stay with us after these messages. Bye-bye.
Bye.
On July 21, 2020, a local chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association presented the Board of Supervisors with a resolution to support and defend the Second Amendment in Shasta County. On May 25, 2021, Modi, Cominti, and Rickard voted to never have this resolution be put on the agenda for consideration. These supervisors do not support the Second Amendment. I'm Gary Oxley, treasurer of a local chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association. Please recall Modi, Cominti, and Rickard.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
When you make your eye care purchase at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, you'll save $100 off your purchase, plus receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Sight for Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer discounts to seniors and veterans, and do your insurance paperwork. Call today for your appointment to receive this $100 standalone offer. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook, Compass Sports Cards.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us. For a better us.
This is Richard and Lori from Shasta County Citizen Journalist, a local independent media source. Public health has been withholding crucial information about the COVID-19 experimental vaccination.
They have refused to track the local injuries and death caused by being injected. Please go to ourminds.com, MINDS.com, or GABGAB.com to review the growing research or call us at 530-962-5168.
I got my COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio here, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. Linda Bott and Carl is on assignment. So with me this morning is my good friend Eric Woodstrom, who is with Golden Valley.
Good morning.
Bank. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond. Shout out to you, Mike. You did our kitchen and fabulous job. He's been here since 2004, 16 years in the same location off Caterpillar Road. That's Estate Granite. Now, with us this morning is our new business owners that took over the Flag Center. Good morning to Jane and Roland Dillon. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
And this portion of the show and this segment is always brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. And they bring on people that have been doing business with them as well, and a business owner here. When did you all decide to take over the Flag Center? Tell us the story.
Well, that's actually a pretty short story, Linda. I was no more in the market to buy a business than fly a kite. Was not on my radar anywhere. Retirement was more on my radar. I put up a flagpole in my front yard, and it's one that I've been carrying around for a while, and the halyard line broke rather shortly thereafter, and I woke up in the morning, my flags are on the ground. So I went to the Flag Center to buy some new halyard line.
Can you tell us what halyard line is? Is that what you, the rope where you put the flag up?
Absolutely.
The pole?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's the rope.
It's called halyard.
Halyard.
Oh, I just learned something today. How do you spell it?
H-A-L-Y-A-R-D.
Okay, is that kind of like a sailing? Like a sailing halyard? Okay. Yep. Yeah. Halyard.
Similar
right.
term.
You went to go buy halyard rope.
And when I went, there was a sign on the door that said business for sale.
Ooh.
I marched right in and inquired about the business for sale because I'm a red, white, and blue kind of guy, and there's something just went off in me and said,
"Wow, this... Mr. Patriot."
So we inquired. This was on February 28th this year.
Oh my God, that happened fast.
April 1st, we took over.
Became owners.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
30 days.
He came home and said, "I want to buy the Flag Center." I thought he had lost.
He'd fallen off of something.
You can understand RV, you know, condo, but the Flag Store. Now, did you ever own a business before this, or did you work for other people?
I've owned businesses before, yeah.
Okay, so that wasn't a big monster.
Correct.
But all the right. fact that we both have other jobs makes it challenging. We're not just there.
So okay.
We kind of trade off on the Flag Center. So when he's working, I'm there. And when I'm working, he's there.
So tell us about the store. Well, that's great. So you were thinking you're going to go towards retirement. And then you walk in and the bells went off like, I need to do this because of your patriotic streak. I totally understand that. And that's the Flag Center, I'm sure before you never knew when it was going to be open.
That's what we've heard.
Correct.
I mean, you were looking for, I know we were looking for a flag, and a couple times we went there and it was closed. So nice to hear that all your flag needs are at the Flag Center.
And we are open whatever the hours
whenever
are closed.
It says.
Yeah. We are open.
Okay.
If we're not open, it's a crisis. Well, you know.
What have you learned, and what kind of businesses, if you don't mind me asking, have you done in the past? Or owned or ran in the past?
That's a quite a grab bag of stuff. The first business I owned was an employment agency here in California, which is a very curious business. And I've also owned and operated a floor covering business. Floor covering is most of my background and years of experience. And I've worked at floor covering from every angle imaginable, from the trade to wholesale to retail to commercial project management. I've been at it from every possible angle.
Customer service.
Yes. In all of those.
Absolutely.
Roles. Yes, ma'am.
And Jane, what you say that you're, what kind of, what's your, besides this, your vocation?
I'm a quilter.
I'm sorry?
A quilter.
A quilter.
So I
may have met you before thinking of this now. Were you ever on this show before with the quilt? Okay,
no.
So maybe it could have been at maybe down at the Anderson Fairgrounds during a quilt kind of.
Probably not.
All right. Wow.
So I'm a quilter. I work in a quilt shop 2 days a week, and I long arm quilt as my business.
Can you share with our listeners what long arm quilt means?
A quilt is three layers: a back, a batting, and a top. So people make these fancy tops. They cut fabric apart and sew it back together. In order to turn it into quilt, you have to stitch all those layers together. And I have a gigantic machine that I use to quilt all those layers together.
Well, what I find fascinating is when we think of Betsy Ross and the flag and how interesting that is about the Flag Center. Do you have any questions, Eric? I mean, the first thing I think of is, where you order the flags from, the sizes they come into, flag etiquette. I think it's important. I wish that we would have, like, in schools today talking about flag etiquette, because we used to do that in Brownies and Girl Scouts and Cub Scouts and all that. You learned about flag etiquette. And it's not, I know that on our street, on Chestnut, we've got three immediate neighbors that fly their flags.
Okay.
And, of course, anyway, I think that's very interesting that you have a flagpole and that you went in there to go get it. So we're going to talk more about that. I think we're about ready for a break here. Yeah, let's take an early break, and we're going to come back here on KCNR. We've got Jane and Roland Dillon. They are the new owners of the Flag Center, and just an amazing couple here. We're going to find out more information about the store. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. 221-0441. We'll be right back after these messages.
County, my name is Kathy Steinbrook, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickard, and Chimente. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
To celebrate the Papa Bear in your life, the popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add 2 onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing, and, well, you've got a burger challenge. Want the Big Daddy but can't tackle the mountain? Try the new Little Daddy. Get both this month only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding, or order for carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
How do you look into the desperate eyes of your 15-year-old and tell her no, she cannot play basketball because you refuse to have the school test her once a week when she's perfectly healthy? It's not easy, and it pained me to give my consent because I could no longer bear canceling one more thing in her life. Parents, none of this is temporary. Join me, Melody Fowler, in recalling our Board of Supervisors who refused to terminate our local emergency order. Join recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
And welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott, along with my co-host
Eric Woodstrom with Golden Valley Bank.
Absolutely.
Nice to be here, Linda.
Great to have you with me. Yeah. You're my buddy, and
yes, we are for a long time.
We really like to have you a lot. And you know, we're just like you know, we as a station. when people come in and they want to buy advertising, we have to recall, not to recall. We call ourselves the Switzerland of the North State. We can't take positions on who to vote for and who to, you know, I mean, every now and then.
Let all have a voice.
Everybody has to have a voice. So when you hear that, it's not like, whatever you're hearing, it's not necessarily, it's like a television station. If you own a television station, you can't say, I'm not going to advertise that. We kind of, you know, that's part of having the local voice. And so with this morning, we're very, very happy. Cornerstone Community Bank brings this segment on for business owners that do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. And that is the Flag Center. And welcome again back is Jane and Roland Dillon, who just recently, just a few months ago, opened up the Flag Center, reopened the Flag Center. You stated that you're very patriotic by nature. You walked in and all of a sudden you got the bug, your aha moment, as we call it, and said it was for sale and that you had to be part of this.
Correct.
So we were talking about flags and retiring flags, and you shared something at the break about, let me share something with you. So tell us about the store. Tell us about the product. Tell us about your polls, and tell us about your aha moment.
Well, that's a lot to put in.
Yeah, but we have 10 minutes.
Okay. The store has been in that location on Hilltop Drive at 2124 Hilltop Drive for 32 years.
Mm.
It was originally founded by a member of the Annin family, and that's A-N-N-I-N. That family is the maker of American flags.
What?
Probably the most prolific flag producer in the world.
And the largest manufacturer of U.S. of flags in the United States.
Wow. And they started this store.
One of the family members.
One of the family members did.
The Annin flag manufacturing is owned by the Annin family, has been since its inception. And they are adamant that everything they use in these flags is made in the USA, sourced in the USA, USA workers. They are very serious about made in the USA. And we like that a lot. So, proud to be an Annin Flag Center store.
Wow. Love that story. And that is something that's a takeaway for me today, not knowing that. You served in the Navy. Thank you for your service. And so we all know how important the flag is, especially to our military people, and you're an Eagle Scout. So you're taught, and Eric here, my co-host, was very involved with the scouting program.
Yep, I was involved with both our boys went through the scouting program locally. I was a scout a long time ago when I was younger. And
Scoutmaster?
Yep.
Right.
Scoutmaster.
So the flag, I know being in Brownies and 4-H, and I don't know, I've always been patriotic, and the flag, and of course, many of you know that at events that I sing the national anthem at so many different, you know, like veteran events and just around town, and the flag, when I look at the flag, I have to look at the flag when I'm singing the national anthem because, and in fact, we got a flag right here in the office, right here in your microphone.
Yep.
Okay. Is that I see the red, white, and blue, and that is like the white represent the bones, the red is the blood, and the blue is the sea. And I think of, you know, the different words in the national anthem, and that represents the people that lost their lives for our country. That's what I think of. Now, the flag represents a lot of things to different people. Let's talk a little bit about the symbolism first, and then let's talk about how you retire the flag, and that you are a center that takes in people who should know this, that are listening, that when you have a flag, just don't throw it in the garbage can. There is a respect to the flag. To process it and take it to a place that can really retire it with honor.
That's right.
Yes.
Ron and I both, I think all our lives have been taught the respect for the flag and what it means to live under the red, white, and blue. So we take very seriously the retirement of flags. And so if anyone has a flag that is tattered, worn, whatever the case may be, but they're going to get rid of it, again, don't throw it in the trash. Bring it to the flag center. They go to the VFW, they go to the Boy Scouts, they go to a lot of places that teach, especially the scouting, they teach these boys proper respect for the flag and proper retirement. And it is a huge thing for us to be part of that and to help teach these younger boys about the respect.
And so there is a part of what it is, what the flag represents. I mean, we see it, but there's a lot of people who are just numb to the fact of what the flag represents. And, Roland, for you, what happened for you when you walked into the store that day? And what's been going on with you since you took ownership in the Flag Center?
Well, I really feel after 70 years on the planet that I have arrived at the place I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very satisfying to know. I qualify for a son of the American Revolution from both my father's and my mother's lineage. I have roots that go extremely deep. And being able to be in the position of owning the Flag Center at this time in history, to me, is the pinnacle of where I need to be. It's my place.
It's your calling.
It's interesting you used that word.
Yeah, you were called.
Of course, when we took over the store, we had about 2 weeks to get our minds and arms around everything that went on and be open for business. And it was a pretty hectic time, as you might imagine. But once we got in and got, excuse me, settled a little bit, I was back in the storeroom, and there was a box, a large box in the back storeroom where the previous owner had kept all the flags that were to be retired. And they had just been dumped into this box. And as I walked by this box, it struck me, oh, this is not right. these were flags when that red, white, and blue was originally stitched together. They are still flags, and they don't deserve this kind of treatment any more than our veterans deserve that kind of treatment. So I began pulling these flags out of the box, and there was quite a few of them. And I pulled some tables together since I was there by myself, and I started folding them up properly. And I'm into about 15 or 20 flags, and I'm weeping.
Oh, yeah.
A woman comes in the store in the middle of all this, and she says, "Are you all right?" And I said, "Yes, I'm fine." And I told her what was happening and that we had just bought the store. And she said, "Oh, it's a calling."
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do a good job retiring your flag and give it the same respect that a veteran or your country should receive, bring it to the Flag Center. Now, if you don't know how to fold a flag, that's okay. When you bring these retired flags in, we will ask you to help us fold them for their final journey.
Hmm.
And I've had several very touching experiences just with asking our customers, after they buy a new flag, "Would you please help me fold this one so we can send it off properly?" And they are enthusiastic about
that. The response is just incredible that people have to to that.
Well, I think people are hungry for it because they don't know, and so it's almost like when you feel, you know, the touch of spirit that hits you, you can't explain when and where and how, but it's something that people are like, oh my God, we didn't know, and this is so important. So thank you for joining us this morning. Our time is up, but you can go into the store and meet Jane and meet Roland in the re-emergence of the Flag Center on Hilltop. It's across from Tobacco and Brew.
Mm-hmm.
On Hilltop, and we talk about Tobacco and Brew all the time here. People know Four Winds Jewelry, Tobacco and Brew, Sierra Gibbs around in that area. And we're so proud of you to put your money where your mouth is and go on in and become owners. You also specialize in how to do a flagpole, helping someone put up a flagpole in their house or in the front of their lawn, mm-hmm. and all different kinds of flags and sizes. And we just could go on with you guys for hours. But
and you also make custom flags.
Make
right?
custom flags.
The rodeo right. flags that we mm-hmm. see running around the arena.
Yep.
That you have helped produce those. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining us this yep. morning. We really appreciate your story and your testimony. And thanks for being on again, Jane and Roland Dillon at the Flag Center. And thank you, Cornerstone Community Bank, for bringing this segment of our show to us. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back pretty soon with Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you.
Thank you.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Scaled down $1.7 trillion investment proposal.
Correspondent Mike Rossi. Productive is how Democrat Senator Joe Manchin describes his talks with civil rights leaders, but the West Virginia senator says he still cannot support his party's election reform proposal. It's 3 years in prison for a former Wisconsin pharmacist who made headlines when he intentionally ruined more than 500 doses of COVID-19 vaccine.
Stephen Brandenburg of Grafton was sentenced after pleading guilty in February to two felony counts of attempting to tamper with a consumer product. He had admitted to removing the doses manufactured by Moderna from a refrigerator for hours at Aurora Medical Center in Grafton, just north of Milwaukee. Brandenburg said he felt, quote, great shame and accepted responsibility for his actions.
Correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street, stocks are modestly higher. The Dow is up 32 points, the Nasdaq ahead 35, and the S&P 6 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As dads, it's our job to capture as many memories with our kids as possible. It's also our job to embarrass them, and if we're lucky, we get to do both. That's why I'm thankful my son created Legacy Box, the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos.
And I'll never recover from the time you showed up to my middle school dance to disco in front of everyone. Thanks, Dad. But he's right. Simply fill your Legacy Box with your old VHS, camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos, and we'll do the rest.
And in just a couple of weeks, you'll get your originals back, along with a DVD, thumb drive, or cloud delivery. Stuff that even an old man like me can figure out.
Check out Legacy Box today. Plus, for Father's Day, we're offering an incredible 50% off. Visit legacybox.com/lbox. This is one of the best discounts we've offered. That's legacybox.com/lbox for 50% off. LegacyBox.com/LBox.
France is easing its coronavirus restrictions as the number of new infections continues to drop and vaccination rates continue to rise all across the country.
Countries across Europe are feeling the benefit of an expanding vaccination program and a prolonged period of severe restrictions. France is pushing back the start of its nighttime curfew by 2 hours to 11 p.m., A new health pass will allow access to activities with large crowds, and a recommendation to work from home has been relaxed. Belgium, which has one of the highest COVID death rates in the world, is also easing its rules. Cafes and restaurants can once again serve indoors, and masks are no longer compulsory outdoors.
The BBC's Grant Ferret says that for the first time in 7 months, French restaurants and cafes will be able to serve customers indoors. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The Senate's on track to approve legislation that's aimed at boosting U.S. semiconductor production.
The bill is a bid to protect economic and national security in the face of growing competition internationally, especially from China. The move also mirrors the formation of a task force by the Biden administration to address bottlenecks in the semiconductor, construction, transportation, and agriculture sectors. Officials say the administration would like to get ahead of crises such as the computer chip shortage that's hurt automakers over the past year. Bob Agnew reporting.
Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the World Trade Organization should punish China for bad behavior when it occurs. Morrison is hoping to garner international support in a worsening trade dispute with China. Morrison says Australia will be working with others to buttress the role of the World Trade Organization. And once again on Wall Street this hour, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 37 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Linda Bott along with my co-host, Eric Woodstrom. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Yeah.
That was a great segment.
Wasn't that a great segment?
Wonderful.
If you're just tuning in, we had Jane and Roland Dilling. There are the, you know, at a stage in people's lives when you think that they're going to be getting in their motorhome and traveling across the country or, you know, deciding to move towards the grandkids. They decided to put it all in and buy the Flag Center. And I love their story. And you could tell this man is just was choked up and proud.
Yes.
And just felt like he served our country. And doggone it, we need to remember what the colors are flying for and the symbolism in it. And I'm sure for a lot of people, there's a lot of different kinds of symbolism in it.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and there seems to be more and more, you know, different thoughts today than you know there has been historically, but I think it still comes back, and certainly for our area, you know, the flag and with the concentration of veterans that we have in the area, the flag is very important, continues to be very important, and should be treated with respect. You know, Roland talked about the flag retirement ceremony. I've been a part of that with the scouts. And it's a solemn ceremony, and it's very, very moving to people that are there in their own, you know, in different ways. So, yeah.
Well, okay, so we're going to do a little bit of the weather update here. Chance of showers today with a high of 75. Our chances of showers and partly cloudy tonight with overnight lows of 50. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 76. Friday, chance of showers once again with a high of 75. Saturday, mostly sunny, 89. And Sunday, 93. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. I have an announcement here to make about the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium. This is on June 17th. Learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies featuring world-renowned key speaker Paul Greenwood. He is going to be via live simulcast from San Diego. But let me tell you where this is going to be. This is brought to you by Shining Care, by the way. Dementia caregiving. What you're going to have here in this sessions and resource exhibit. Joseph Herrera, Dementia and Caregiving, Dealing with Dementia, City of Reading Fire Department, PG&E Public Safety Power Shutoffs. We're always concerned about that disaster preparedness, keeping loved ones in long-term care, this is great, but it doesn't tell me where we're going. Oh, Wind River. I see. Free lunch included.
All right.
Yeah, 9 to 2.
There we go.
Isn't that cool? We really love Shining Care and what they do. And we all know that we're always worried about what happens with our elders, and
yes.
And
yep.
We need to be educated.
We need to be
by it.
Aware.
So, what do you have up your sleeve? What do you want to talk about?
Well, let's see. We can talk about what's going on in the community. We've talked a little bit about downtown, and we talked that, you know, that there's a number of businesses that are transitioning generationally, selling like the Flag Center, but
yes,
transitioning generationally too, where the, you know, the next generation is taking over, buying out, and you know, the retiring generation, the ones that get to go travel more, and then we're also, you know, our housing market. Holy smokes, we're seeing
what
we're seeing,
I know,
just crazy, crazy things on our housing market.
And people will list something, and they're coming in $10,000 to $15,000 over.
Yes,
asking, and some people are like, I sight unseen. I've known two realtors that have sold real estate over FaceTime.
Sure, is that right? Wow.
Yeah.
And in stories of, I had one young couple that we were working with that wanted to build their house. So they came to us for a construction loan, and we were working with them through the cost breakdowns, you know, and looking at the different costs to build a home. And right now the cost to build is a little bit more than what the value will be when you complete. So if it's your dream home and you can afford it, then that's okay. But not everybody's in that circumstance. And so we, they went and they looked for and found a home that was coming on the market, and it was in the almost $600,000 range. It wasn't an inexpensive home. And so they made a full price offer. We worked with them to get a pre-qualification, a pre-approval letter, so they can submit that with their offer. And by the end of the weekend, there was six more offers all above the asking price. It hadn't hit the market. And so they did not get it. And they just said, well, you know, I think we're just going to wait. This is kind of a frenzy. But it's a, you know, it's an amazing part. And I, you know, some of it's driven by supply demand.
Mm-hmm.
We, still extremely low mortgage rates. So qualifying is for more of a loan is as easy as it's ever been. And we're getting a few, people as we get in different times in the cycle from out of the area moving in, you know, to retire, to relocate their business, work at home. We're getting, through the pandemic, a number of businesses in larger metropolitan areas, the Sacramento area or the Bay Area, where a lot of workers were working from home remotely, and they're relocating up here. So it's, you know, it's kind of just adding a little bit of growth to our community. But it's all driving that market, that home building or that home resale market.
We have a House of Realty that comes on once a month, and they were talking about, now we've known them, we've been here 15 years, and we bought our house through House of Realty. And what they talked about, you know, the thousands of homes that used to be on MLS. And now they're in like 200?
Yeah, and they can quote it to you. The Middletons will, you know, quote the amount that are listed, and it's just a very, very small number of inventory. So that's, you know, as it comes on the market, they're selling. And I know the home builders, the local home builders, you know, are working through the entitlement process and working to get homes built.
Well, in the news today, the end is in sight for COVID-19 travel restrictions to Hawaii.
Thank goodness.
I have someone I know personally that got stuck. Imagine a week-long vacation. Someone who works very hard, has a practice, got stuck in one of the islands because of the COVID testing. Not on her end, but once you get there, you have to take another. I guess once you got to Hawaii to take another COVID test.
Okay.
And the COVID test that she had to take on the hospital she spent 4 days not being able to take her vacation because she got stuck in that.
Because she was quarantined or
stuck,
sequestered.
And it wasn't her.
Yeah.
She'd done all the proper whatever it was. So vaccinated mainlanders will be able to skip COVID-19 testing and quarantines in Hawaii once the state hits, get this, 60% of their vaccination rate, according to the Hawaii governor. Once 70% of Hawaii residents are fully vaccinated, the state will drop all travel restrictions and sunset its safe travels program. As of June, 50% of Hawaii residents were fully vaccinated and 60% had received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. So in Maui, travelers will no longer be tested for coronavirus on arrival. Those are big things. Currently, all domestic travelers, including Hawaii residents returning to the islands, need to take a nucleic or N-U-C-L-E-I-C, nucleic acid amplification test through one of Hawaii certified testing partners within 72 hours of departing for Hawaii.
Wow.
You know? Even if they've been vaccinated, they need to upload negative test results to Hawaii's Safe Travel website before departure and carry a hard copy of results with them to Hawaii to bypass the state's mandatory 10-day quarantine.
Yeah, I know that, you know, Hawaii had one of the tightest restrictions for a long time.
And I'm not really sure that they've opened up London or Canadian travel yet.
The Canadians have not. I have a group of friends that travel there annually, and they're on the fence of whether they're going to be able to book it. It's a fall trip, and they're not sure that they're going to be able to book it again this year.
Now, you have four children, adult children, but you have two that are still in college?
We have one that's finishing his bachelor, and our daughter Jessica is finished her second bachelor. She finished one. Did a 1 year program working and then went back to get a second bachelor.
And this is in Reno?
In Reno, University of Nevada, Reno.
Right.
Yes.
Yep. And so how were they affected going to their colleges with the COVID, and how are they getting back in, and are they adjusting?
Young people are much more adapted than we are. They are adjusting really well. In fact, they went from no classroom to now kind of a hybrid where they're, Jens, our one that's finishing his first bachelor, has a summer class, and one of them started Monday. So he was in class Monday, and then because he has a girlfriend back here in Reading, is over here in Reading, and he's able to participate online. He can participate anywhere he wants online, and then we'll go back for a lab on Friday and then do that, you know, continue to do that. So they're adapting. They're making it work probably better than having been there.
Like you said, adaptable. Powerhouse Solo is bringing us this segment, an elite dealer for SunPower. Solar energy makes financial sense, and you may qualify to get 26% federal tax credit. Now you can get the SunPower, SunVault battery and solar and financing. Let's talk about electric cars when we come back.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. We'll be right back here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott and Eric Woodstrom, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son.
All good parents know to avoid a power struggle with a child. It's a lose-lose outcome for both parties and achieves nothing. For over a year now, this Board of Supervisors has been in a power struggle not with a corrupt governor, but their own constituents, you, the citizens of Shasta County. They have wrestled to remove your power by silencing you. From the first denial to voice your grievances to forcing you to stand outside in the heat and smoke to locking you out of the chambers and removing the seats, they now want to dictate how you express your First Amendment. Join me, Melody Fowler, at recallshasta.org if you believe freedom of speech is a cause worth fighting for.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts.
And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Recall Shasta is looking for solutions. Solutions to our bloated county budget, solutions to government overreach, solutions to restore liberty. Our solution? Recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Cominti, who perpetuated our county's issues by continuing to bow to draconian measures and increase spending. They did not solve our problems. They used them against us, the citizens of this county. Recall to restore our county. Join RecallShasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Boom, 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 boom. Shoot your head down at all your feet. Take you home with me.
Yeah.
Put you in my house.
In my house.
Boom, 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 boom.
And welcome back to our morning edition here. Eric Wittstrom is the special host, co-host this morning with Golden Valley Bank. And this is Linda By. Carl's on assignment. Free Fire Radio here. We've had a wonderful morning. We've got Chamber of Commerce coming in a little bit. But Eric, we were talking about not the stimulus, but what's happening. There's about two or three factors of why we're feeling this boom downtown.
Yes, there's a number of factors that are positively affecting our economy locally, and you know, probably more regionally and nationally too, but certainly locally, where we've seen a lot of the stimulus money from the coming out of the pandemic, whether it was money to the individuals, their stimulus money to businesses, their PPP loans and other grants, and then also the money that has been given to the cities and counties for to be redistributed either internally or through grants and programs. And we're seeing a lot of that now starting to kind of matriculate in the community. And, you know, it's for the businesses that have made it through, which I think many or most of them have, certainly certain sectors have been hit hard. Restaurants, bars, entertainment have been hit hard, and some of them haven't survived. And you know, hopefully we'll come back reincarnated, at least the people come back. But we're seeing an optimism because of the amount of money that's in the community and the ability to reinvest in their business, buy stuff. The second thing that we talked a little bit about is the influence of the cannabis on our community too. And it's kind of, the legal cannabis, and we won't get into the politics of whether they're right or wrong. It's legal. It's legal in California and where it's properly zoned. And we have an area in Redding that is zoned, we call it the Green Zone, up along Caterpillar and Mountain Lakes Industrial Park. And we're seeing that commercial cannabis companies coming in and, leasing, buying buildings, getting them permitted, and operating up there. And it's creating, once again, a lot of money coming into our community that tends to stay in our community. And I think that's positive for all of our businesses that help support, people, whether it's selling flags or selling food or, retail or some of the more wholesale activities.
And how about, Bethel is very active. And there's been a few purchases recently
Yes.
of larger buildings by Bethel.
Yes, and I think they've kind of always been under the radar, but actively buying. There's a building up at Lake and Market Street that they've owned. They've more recently purchased a building downtown, I think. And they have been and will be an influence on our community too. They bring people in, a diverse group of people into our community, some of them for a short period of time, some of them for a long period of time, and they all spend money in our community.
Mm-hmm. Well, we go to Trudy Pratt as our chiropractor.
Sure.
And that building, that building has been run down for some time, not inside her office, but the outside. And recently I went in for an adjustment and I noticed that, there was, new asphalt and they're fixing paint and the weeds had, been picked. I said, did somebody buy the building? Because she said, yes. And I thought, oh, she goes, so she's not really sure. She said, for 28 years, we've gone from month to month. We're not really sure, what it's going to be now.
Yeah, has a little anxiety probably over, can she work out an arrangement with the current owner?
Yeah, and so there's that building that's bought, and then the Antique Mall.
The Antique Mall was purchased a couple of years ago, and now, yes, and there was a good article in the Record Searchlight about a number of buildings. Forget the number, something in the high teens that have changed hands in the last couple of years downtown, including that. Woody's anchors that in the VFW hall next to it.
Looks beautiful.
Yeah. And
they've done a nice job there.
Yep. And I think they have some designs and ideas to, complement the existing tenants.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so that's, I think that's all positive for us. It helps, keep our little economy putting along, gives people opportunity to make a living and stay here.
I wonder if we're going to have any cannabis or pot shops downtown. Because when they left, I do know that my girlfriend she closed her shop.
Okay.
Because right next to her shop was a cannabis shop, and she could not get the stench of the or whatever the
okay
the I want to say that was my word, stench, but it's very pungent, a very powerful smell that would come through the sheetrock, and it would infringe on the garments. And she would burn candles, and she'd do all these other things. So finally, it was like, what are you going to do? Your neighbor, you're sharing a wall.
Yep.
With that type of business. So I know for her, it was impossible.
Yep. That's, and I think that's the challenge. That's where, we need to rely on our city in the proper permitting and location, identify zones where it's acceptable and put in standards to keep, not impact, surrounding businesses.
Now, is that through the city planner or?
Yeah, the city building department issues permits, and I don't know the specifics, but I know that they have a special permit that you need to have in order to operate a retail cannabis. And it's only allowed in certain locations, and they have conditions for issuing that.
Well, it seemed like it didn't, whatever the condition was last time, it
didn't work.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
It did not work. But then that must have been about 8 years ago, and then they stopped with the downtown storefronts.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing any down here recently. I know there's some.
In Shasta Lake.
Yeah, Shasta Lake has a number of them. We have some in Redding, but they're
on 273.
On 273, mm-hmm. And there's some up in off of Hempstead and Hart, you know, up near mm-hmm. us up there that are retail mm-hmm. distributions. But yep.
Well, we have just a few minutes left. Do you have some thoughts before we're going to have Jake Mangus come in from Chamber of Commerce. We're going to talk about more downtown things, but do you have a couple closing thoughts with our little segment here of just open whatever?
You know, we talked at the last break about electric cars, and so what is that going to mean to us? And in our little corner of the world, I don't think we're seeing as much influence yet as you get down to the Bay Area or in the larger metropolitan areas, but it's coming fast and furious. You know, the manufacturers have all ramped up and will be producing cars, a lot more electric cars. And so it's here. We can't be in, you know, avoidance or denial anymore. I think that the new car dealers are, you know, we'll start seeing more and more of them. All of the manufacturers that are here in town, you know, will be rolling out electric car inventory in the next, starting in 2022. What does that mean? Who knows? We have some electric cars and charging stations in town. It's kind of a hodgepodge. I think that all of us are a little fearful of kind of the constraints of having to spend a half an hour in order to get your battery recharged,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and driving a distance, which is more common for us. And if we're going to go to Sacramento, we'll need to find a half hour to recharge before we come home. And, you know, that's not that big of an inconvenience unless there's five other people ahead of you in line waiting to recharge.
Right.
And so that's, I think, kind of, and I've talked to a number of the new car dealers, and they're, you know, they understand and get information on kind of the capital and the planning that's going in place. But all of them have a little fear of, you know, of the rollout of charging stations in order to accommodate the transformation.
Well, that might be some good stock.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, go into.
If you can figure out who's going to be the winner on that. There's no doubt about
yeah.
it. But I did have a chance. I took a trip in April, went up to Alaska for a few days, came back, flew into Reno, and the person that I was with had one of the new Mustang Electrics. And so
what?
We came back from Reno to Redding in the electric Mustang, and it was a spectacular.
Really?
Yeah, it was a wonderful drive. It was super comfortable. You know, the performance is unmatched. It'll outperform a internal combustion car all day long. And,
well, that's interesting.
Yeah, and it was fun.
Well, we're going to take a break. Thinking about purchasing electric cars, we're talking about running electric utility as rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates. Okay, in walked the man, even though he's a half hour late. We're not going to sit there and bust you, but at least you've walked in the door. We're talking about our very own Jake Mangus, but we've got to take a break here. We'll be right back on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott with my good friend, Eric Woodstrom. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Linda.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save up to $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 i10 Smart Bed and adjustable base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Maybe you don't, but I do. And welcome back to Casey. 96.4. Hey, by the way, Jared's at the helm. Jared, what day is it?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Donald Duck Day.
Oh.
Donald
Duck. Well, wait.
Duck.
You can't play me some Donald Duck.
You didn't ask what day it was earlier.
All right. You got to bring it up. And what else?
It's Earl Day. For all the guys named Earl.
Oh, Earl.
Wow. Earl. Dixie Chick song.
Yeah, Earl.
Yes, there is.
Earl. The last one is Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day.
Oh, my God. And my girlfriend made strawberry rhubarb pie the other night. You know, I'm trying to really watch it. But, you know, when they're making a pie and she is like the queen of pies, you've got to imbibe or whatever you want to call it. Eat. Enjoy, and it was spectacular. And I don't think I've ever had a strawberry rhubarb pie, so that was fantastic. Hey, currently 58 degrees, chance of showers today with a high of 75, overnight lows of 50. Tomorrow it's going to call for 76, Friday chance of showers 75, Saturday mostly sunny 89, and Sunday 93. And the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas, propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Have to do a shout out to Bostiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, Reading, where we buy lots of our firearms, and they are a great dealer. You have to make an appointment, ammo, and all that other stuff. John Bostiani prides himself on customer service. 222-8222. Give him a call or look him up. Bostiani Arms. All right. As promised, with us this morning is...
This morning, we've got the convener, the champion... The president and CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, Jake Mangus. Jake, good morning.
Good morning, Eric. Good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you, Linda. Glad
Absolutely.
To be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, you know, no excuse. I missed the post, as you guys say in the business.
Well, that's no, all that right. was cool. Yeah. You were jogging, thinking this is a beautiful day. Sometimes we do that. We just get lost in the beauty of our surroundings and went, oh, I was supposed to. Okay, but that's all right. You slid in here you do so well.
I was listening to the Giants post-game wrap on the KNBR podcast, which I know is another radio
Great
station.
Great game again last
but
night.
Last night, oh, man. Yeah, the Mike Tauchman grand salami and Brandon
after him
Crawford.
Kind of bumping along, and then, yeah, Crawford a couple dingers.
Yep, and the game that he surpassed Travis Jackson as the you know, the San Francisco Giants shortstop to play the most games for the
and
for
those
the team.
Guys to be, you know, to be said to be talked about in the same breath as Jake Mangus, who continues to hold the national record for the most RBIs in an inning or a game. Which is it? Two grand slams.
That's it. Yes.
Two grand slams in a game.
Two grand slams in an inning in
wow.
high school.
In high school.
That's
yeah.
so awesome.
Yep.
Continues to be. Nationally
well,
ranked.
So this, you're giving me a segue, though.
Okay, absolutely.
I got a segue away from that.
Nice. Okay.
My grandpa, Marv Cartwright, who was an insurance salesman here in Reading, some people may remember the Cartwright still. Not the arm wrestler. That was Vaughn Cartwright. That's not, he's not related to us, but we know him and good guy. Anyway, he and my grandma, Bev, lived here for many years. So Grandma Beverly passed away recently, and we just laid her to rest 2 weekends ago. And going through her cedar chest, we came upon this letter, and it's dated January 12th, 1982. And I just thought it would be fun to read it because
oh my gosh.
I'm gonna talk about this week. I'm gonna write about it in our write up in the newsletter because it's gonna be titled "The Day My Grandma Wrote a Letter to President Ronald Reagan." So it goes like this. I'll just read the first couple paragraphs. "Dear Mr. President, I first want to tell you that I think you are doing a great job. You have brought self-respect and dignity to the office of President of our United States. Your Nancy is a great lady, underlined, and one that we can all use as an example in our lives as women. I'm a 50-year-old wife and mother of four beautiful children, which in turn have given my husband of 32 years seven beautiful grandchildren. Over the last 32 years, we've worked hard for everything we have, never getting any help from parents or government. We started 32 years ago. Our married life in Killeen, Texas at Fort Hood in the Army. My husband was in the Army. Living in very bad conditions, but we made it. We had our children one after the other with the help of God on our side and working two jobs at a time. We only had 10 cents apiece on payday after paying our bills. That was not that long ago. No help. It wasn't easy, but today it's so satisfying to say, quote, we did it by ourselves. And so there's more to it. She writes about five pages, and it's just kind of, you know, it brings us back to where we are today, where she's talking about negativity in the media, and why can't we take more of a positive outlook? And she likens it to a child that doesn't make his bed perfectly, but you still encourage him, and then as time goes along, he gets it right. And anyway, it's been kind of like these lessons that we can bring back today and maybe apply to where we are today. So
what a keeper.
To come out of the time capsule, so to speak, and to see that, I'm going, oh, I got to bring this to a bigger audience. I want her words to be seen. Now, she did write that letter, and she sent it off to the White House, but we have no way of asking her if she ever got a response.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see one in the cedar chest, so that's sort of like the memory bank that we have now, and so we'll never know. But I'd like to think that
she did her civic duty.
She
certainly did. Speaking of civic duty,
yes.
Before you came on, actually live onto the air right now,
yep.
you and Eric were talking about Rick Bassetti.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, we know that that Rick had a health setback recently, and that's a man who has been dedicated to this community for so long, and he was actually my high school baseball coach at one time.
Oh, goodness.
And so we go way back, that's for sure, beyond the time that letter was written, probably, as my dad followed him in his sports career into, you know, major leagues and all that stuff. And to know that the Colt 45s for the second season in a row, Eric Woodstrom's on the board of the Colt 45s. I'm kind of a newbie on that board, so I don't want to take any of the credit on that. But to hear that, you know, that the board's going to reconvene and talk about things that could be possible to do at Tiger Field and create some sort of momentum going into next season is pretty exciting. Great to hear that Rick's doing better.
Yes, it is. Yep.
So kind of cryptic there, but I'm just going to leave it at that, I think. So.
Well, we were talking about the fact that a Tiger Field is a wonderful location. Something should be done, and we'd like to see some kind of tournament, something.
See activity at Tiger
Field. We need summer sports. We need to go out for summer sports and have hot dogs and stuff.
My son, Kobe, is 11. He turned 11 during his Little League season, which ended. I mean, Little League starts in April in Reading and ends at the end of May, just as it starts to get hot, but not this week, of course. Anyway, we had one of his games at K1, which is right there in South City Park. And, you know, you had some fans in the cheap seats beyond the outfield fence watching the game. And you know who I'm talking about. But other than that, you're looking around and you're seeing this beautiful park that we've got to get back into being a part of Reading and, you know, a place where kids are running and parents are feeling safe about it. So
find a good reason to bring people back together.
Yep, I mean, that's
right. Gold 45s for a long time under different leadership, but certainly under, you know, Rick's leadership over the last, 8 or 10 years has been, you know, a huge asset to our community, bringing people together, you know, providing good baseball and entertainment, and we want to get back to that.
Yep.
Well, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back. We've got Jake Mangus with us from the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to ask Jake about what's happening. Every month we bring Jake on, and he'll do a little, give us some wave top, hot things going on downtown or what's happening with new businesses. We just had on the new owners of the Flag Center.
Oh, they're great.
They were wonderful.
Great new members
and
of ours.
Yes.
Are they
so
good?
Excited about them. They were just they're so patriotic. You know, I love that stuff.
You can get your Reading flag there now.
Absolutely.
Too.
He mentioned that. The Reading flag. That's right. Okay. So we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Richard and Lori from Shasta County Citizen Journalist, a local independent media source. Public health has been withholding crucial information about the COVID-19 experimental vaccination.
They have refused to track the local injuries and death caused by being injected. Please go to ourminds.com, MINDS.com, or GABGAB.com to review the growing research or call us at 530-962-5168.
I got my COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets just $18 plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you make your eye care purchase at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, you'll save $100 off your purchase, plus receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Sight for Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer discounts to seniors and veterans, and do your insurance paperwork. Call today for your appointment to receive this $100 standalone offer. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Okay, it's Donald Duck Day. You know how you have like day of the week. Thank you for joining us this morning. We're here with Jake Mangus from Chamber of Commerce and my good friend Eric Woodstrom from Golden Valley Bank.
Good morning, Linda.
You guys are going to get me in trouble this morning, I can tell right now. And on the phones, we want to go to our caller. And this is really funny because I've known him for years. Carl has rode his Harley. We were in the Patriot Guards with this guy who we love so much. He used to have a show called Swap and Sell on Saturday. And he goes by Indian Dave. And everybody goes, well, is it okay to still call you Indian Dave?
It certainly is. Quack, quack.
Thank goodness.
Well, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, listen, I've heard you guys talk about the South City Park. When I was a kid, now I'm not going to tell my age, when I was a kid, we used to go down there. Yeah, there was a wading pool down there, more or less. We go down there in the heat of the summer, love to get in that pool, play on the playground, go down to of course, there were old people playing tennis then on the tennis courts, older people. And then we'd go over to when they were playing the ball games and get a snow cone and then go over to G's and get a 19-cent burger and go home. But what a sweet memories. And of course, Tiger Field, they were playing ball there. You know, they were playing ball there a lot back then. And it was just a marvelous place to go.
Since then
I've gone down there with family before. Just before all the stuff hit the fan, and we had confrontations with people peeing on the tree, and this, that, and the other thing. So I want to see it cleaned up. I'd like to see the fence taken down, though, because I mean, we need to. You know what? I don't want a prison yard. I want a playground my kids can go play in and have a great time, and not be bothered with yahoos. Let's go back to the 50s and have a great time.
Exactly. I love
that comment.
I love the story.
And thanks, Indian Dave.
Indian Dave tells the story. It's not so different than what I recall, because that was our park. I mean, we lived right over here around the corner from Chestnut Street on Gold Street.
Uh-huh.
And Mom would take us down there, and I remember playing in the Swiss cheese wall and, the wading pool, Tiny Tots, all these things that, you know, were part of my childhood too. Gene's Drive-In and McCall's Dairy was there and everything. And then the baseball games and all that stuff. And we were talking about that during Little League this season, where we used to have announcers when we were kids.
Yes.
And then also the snack bar was there. And one of the fun things was after the game, every kid got a free soda. And sometimes you'd get it. What we would say is we'd say, I want a suicide. And that was a little bit of every
mixing.
Right.
So disgusting thinking about it. But
you just had to have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, you know, the kid that retrieves the foul ball and gets a lollipop or whatever.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that park, because and the library, because we've got friends. I do know friends that have supported the library, and I don't. This isn't going to be controversial. Maybe it is, or maybe it won't. I'm just repeating without saying names about people that they won't even go there anymore, and that's a sad, sad thing to think that here we have a library in Reading that people won't go to because they're afraid that they're going to get whacked on. And what do we have to do as a community? I don't understand how in the last 10 years that we've gone to this place. We've allowed this to happen.
I know that when we talk about homelessness as that big umbrella term, and then you break it down to the different categories and stuff, we were talking about this at a regional chamber board meeting, actually, a couple weeks ago. Somebody said, what are you doing about the homeless challenges in your community? Because everybody's got that right now. And what I heard from the group, and it applies for us as well, is you break it down into these different categories, and you try to think of what's the low-hanging fruit opportunities. The people that are many of the people that are hanging out around the library and hanging out near South City Park and stuff are there during the day and maybe at the mission at night. And so we've been working with Jonathan Anderson and people at the County of Shasta for the last couple of years and establishing some sort of a day center campus type of environment near the mission where they're already receiving services and a place where people could go during the day and be safe, and then still have the opportunity to connect to programs that they have there available. So, but there's that piece, and then you get into the criminal justice system and all those things that are so complicated. What I'm encouraged to hear is not talks about, and this is controversial, not talks about recall and all of the distractions that we've had recently, but actually these things that supervisors and city council people are supposed to be working on, you know, and remembering that we got to get back to that. So
helping solve our local issues.
Exactly. Yep. And if you talk to you talk to them, certainly Mary Jo and Leonard on the Board of Supervisors, and
that was a
right
pretty
now,
steamy. It was a wonderful, like Carl was reading it last night, and I was like, you go.
I mean, so that the focus has not been recently, certainly not in the media, on what the challenges are in the community today and what we're doing to address the challenges for the constituents. So I'm pleased to hear when I have conversations with the CEO at the county, Matt Pontus, that he's thinking big picture and he's thinking about what could really move the needle for Reading from a holistic approach to programs and also incarceration improvements. So I'm excited about what he's shared, and I'm looking forward to that, you know, being made public and detailed. But it was very impressive.
Now, the supervisors that are sitting supervisors at this particular time meet with you or talk about the thing in their districts, things that need to be addressed or fixed or improvements, and you're about ready to release the Chamber of Commerce is about ready to release some grants or funds or...
Well, so what's happened is the County of Shasta, similar to the CARES Act, when they received $20 million roughly from the federal government and stimulus money, they're receiving nearly $35 million this time. Now, I made a commitment to myself and to the business community and the taxpayers, really, that we would not make a request for anything more than we could justify. So right now we're in the middle of asking members of ours and also businesses across Shasta County, how are you doing? Just checking in with them. Do you need more resources? If so, how much? What would you do with it, and how long would that help you? And so I'll be going back to the supervisors in the near future to make a request so that we can once again facilitate a grant program like we did before when we were able to distribute $4 million very quickly to nearly 500 businesses in the county. And we did that very affordably for the county as well, much more efficiently than they could have done on their own, which is why they did it with us. So anyway, we'll be back doing that again. And this time what I'm requesting is that we are able to increase the maximum amount that any business could receive from $10,000 to perhaps $25,000, and to give the volunteer committee flexibility to decide how much a business would receive. Because we want them to think beyond the tip of their nose, you know, what is the challenge of the day? Okay, we get it. You got to make payroll this month. But what about some longer-term investments that are going to help set your business up for more resiliency in the future? So what does that look like? We're looking forward to seeing that in the application process, but I know it'll have an impact. I also know that for the most part, not everyone, but many businesses are doing well right now. And the biggest challenge has been hiring people, right, to satisfy the work that's there.
Just heard about it last night with a couple business owners.
Yep.
Well, we're just at the very end. Will you please come back when we have more time and talk about what's happening with the tourism?
You guys
received the honor of being able to take lead in that. That's going to be happening in July. We want to see the plan, hear about the plan, and all that good stuff. So, Jake Mangus, thank you for joining us this morning from Chamber of Commerce.
Yep,
and Eric Woodstrom, Golden Valley Bank Senior Commercial Banker, thank you for co-hosting with me this morning.
Wonderful to be here, Orlando. Thank you very much.
I feel safe and honored around you and just really have the utmost of respect
thank
for you,
you.
And Camille all that you guys do here in our community as well.
Golden Valley Bank's one of our community funding partners at the Chamber, so obviously very grateful for that relationship.
Community funding partners, mm-hmm. Love that.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And as Carl would say, well, gosh, we got like about two. We got 1 minute left. Closing thoughts, 30 seconds.
Yes, super excited about sharing about the tourism piece. We've got our partner, DCI, the best in the business and marketing places, working with us. We're actually about ready to start interviewing for the lead role for that tourism side of things in Visit Reading. And it's going to be so exciting to engage with the community and come up with a great message that we can own that's authentic about who we are as a community, as a city.
That was pretty good in 30 seconds. How about you, Eric?
What about me?
Quick.
Yeah, well, let's...
Closing thoughts.
Well, a lot ahead of us. I think, you know, we've talked a little bit about some of the positive things going on in our community downtown, in the business community, and we're excited to see how businesses interact with the chamber, with the tourism, you know, and the money coming in, and do positive things for their business.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Carl.
The news from Town Hall.
All right. Good guys against bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta.